After nearly 8 years, California emerged from its longest drought of the millennium, just before the start of fire season. Experts say higher temperatures from climate change make for drier vegetation, which provides ready fuel for wildfires. This is just one example of how a warming planet will affect public health in the future, says Dr. Nick Watts, executive director of the Lancet Countdown.
If we continue down our sort of current trajectory, it comes close to wiping out the last 50 years of gains that we have seen in public health all around the world.
An international report by the Lancet Countdown says a baby born today is likely to see the Earth warm 4 degrees by his or her 71st birthday.
In terms of the health impact of climate change, this is anything from the spread of vector-borne diseases like dengue, like malaria, the spread of Vibrio, and that particularly, again, it's children under the age of 5 that are the most vulnerable.
Watts says as climates warm, unwelcome disease vectors will thrive, like the Asian tiger mosquito.
It's moving up from Turkey, coming across Europe. That tiger mosquito carries dengue fever. It carries chikungunya when it's there, it carries yellow fever. If you're in South America, that tiger mosquito can carry Zika virus as well.
Scientists are most concerned about the overall long-term impact of global warming on public health.
We're not worried about just heat wave and what that does to heart disease or kidney disease. And we're not worried about just malnutrition. We're worried about what happens to a community, to a population, to a child born today when they are hit again and again and again by from multiple different angles, and how that has a lifelong impact the whole way through.
Researchers say it will take political will to avert dire outcomes. The authors are calling for next month's United Nations Climate Conference to focus on the health impacts of a warming planet.